Now, beginning tomorrow at the University Art Galleries at the University of South Dakota, the work of Nancy Friedemann Sanchez goes on display. The exhibition runs through the 17th of January. Sanchez refers to her art as bicultural and transcultural experience, and she joins us now on the phone. Nancy Friedemann Sanchez, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Now, I'm just looking on your website and absolutely falling in love with not only the visual representations of your artwork, which I'm sure have to be fully appreciated in person, but with all the words and the stories and the chapters. And talk to us a little bit about who you are as an artist and how you combine so many different things and sort of see words as these tangible objects. How do you introduce yourself as an artist?
Well, I would introduce myself by saying a little bit about my origin story. I was born in Bogota, Colombia. My dad is American, from Pittsburgh, and my mother Colombian. And I grew up in an environment of artists and thinkers. And I moved to New York as an artist, as a visual artist, and I lived there for over 20 years. In 2011, I moved to Lincoln, Nebraska with my husband and child, and I started a practice here. And I felt that I was moving deeper into America, into the U.S., and I started with the idea of creating a visual novel, thinking that if I was because a move like this creates it creates a crisis that is one of identity, of who are you in this world and where are you going. And so I thought, okay, if I was, and in order to kind of sidestep from that place, I thought, okay, if I was a writer, what is it that I've done up until now? And I thought, well, I've written poems, I would have written poems, essays, stories. And so I thought, I'm going to create a novel. That would be the natural progression. So translated to visual work, the idea is to create a large a body of work that tells the story of hybridity, of cultural ownership, and it's a multi-narrative novel about cultural memory, migration, and the pursuit of the American dream. And so in order to tell that, I'm telling it with different styles, with different techniques, with different bodies of work.
Talk about the use of crochet or lace or some kind of fiber art, and how that crosses the idea from domestic life to fine art, and again sort of going back and forth. Why is that why is that something that comes up in your work again?
Yes. Well, all of this story, all of this cultural memory, and all of this narrative is created from a feminist point of view. I'm very interested in the history of women's work in the art world as a subordinate kind of form, and I'm interested in giving it a place of honor. So sometimes I monumentalize these forms. And in a very specific example, I'll look at lace and lace that I've researched, lace very often lace that was done in the Americas or brought from Europe, but that has existed in the U.S. And I look at that and I will draw it, but I will draw it and create landscapes that maybe refer to a Colombian landscape or to an American. I mean, I'm thinking of the Americas as a large, large swath of land. So, but it's all from a feminist point of view. So I'll draw with a tiny little brush, and it's like almost like making, like crocheting or making lace or weaving via a brush or a pencil.
So I was at the bookstore last night here in Sioux Falls, and I stumbled upon this book in the craft section, and it was the geometry of stitching. And I seriously spent an hour looking at this representation of all the different, and I looked up and I thought, why am I so fascinated in this? Why does it matter to me that there are 700 different ways to use geometry in? And then it occurred to me that this is something that my grandmother did when she quilted. If you look closely at her quilts, everything is connected by a different kind of stitch. And then I saw your artwork and I thought, okay, I'm onto something here. And this woman knows. I'm seeing the tip of an iceberg and finding something interesting in it. And you've studied it deeply and represented it in your work.
Yeah.
There's something very intriguing about that we all sort of have. You also have, and I'm going to mess up how this fits into your overall work, but there were some images that you started with women modeling for you by holding their hands above their head like they were walking into a TSA. Do you know what I'm talking about? Tell me sort of about that piece or those pieces and how they came up, because they're stunning and they have the same impact on me. I look at them and I say, there's something there that I recognize, but I don't yet know what it is as a viewer.
Yes. Well, those pieces I called casta paintings, and it's the same name that was given to the genre of painting that was created in New Spain, which was Mexico, during the colony. So that genre of painting aimed to categorize the different racial mixes that were occurring during the conquest and colony of the Americas. But this is, of course, the way that Central and South America was conquered and colonized is very different to North America. Mostly Spanish arrived, and they arrived in galleons by themselves, not families. And that process of miscegenation started right at the start, right in the 1500s, immediately. Mm. So these categorizations have different names. They go, you know, if you have a mixture of Spanish and Indian, it's called mestizo. If you have a mestizo with a Spanish, it's a castizo. If you have a Spanish with an African, it's a mulatto, and so forth. And there were 16 of these paintings. And what I do, just like what I do with the lays, I'm very interested in researching the past, going into history and looking at forms of art as cultural representations of a time and create bridges to our present in order to understand our present. So what I do is I invite different women to come and pose in my studio, and I trace them the way you would trace, like those children exercises where you, where you kind of like go on a piece of paper and somebody traces you. But what I do is I have them hold their hands up just in that like that place of suspension where when you are standing in one of those TSA machines where you are kind of trapped in a moment for however many seconds you are in that moment of entrapment and scrutiny and profiling and so many things.
So many things are in that moment, right? I cannot wait to come down and experience this exhibition in person. The dates, December 14th through January 17th, Artist Talk, open to the public January 17th at 2 p.m. in the College of Fine Arts, room 172. And maybe if you're open to it when you're in town, you could stop by and talk to us one more time. That would be fabulous.
Yes, that would be lovely.